I was born in Hokkaido in Japan, and I grew up there until when I was 12 years old. And our family moved to Tokyo because my mother came from Tokyo and my father came from Hokkaido. The transportation is not good because Japanese transportation is so good because they arrive the station on time and so clean. But here it's not dirty but not clean. And every time I used transportation, I saw the strange people. And so many homeless lying on the seat.
Basically, it's kind of monoculture because you are not exposed to the different culture as much as here back in my country. So that's why, I feel more freedom. But on the other hand, in my country, there's so many pressure. Like, let's say peer pressure is a lot on the society that the people expect other people to behave in the same way, in a certain way. If people wear mask, you have to wear a mask. If people stop wearing masks, you have to stop wearing a mask. So yeah, there's so much pressure, you know. It's so much pressure, a lot, yeah.
Whereas I feel like in Canada, it's a much easier attitude to have. Like I think it's easier to have a very public attitude of like, I am who I am, and if you don't like it, that's okay. Whereas like in Japan, that's not seen as like a good attitude to have. It's almost seen as a bad attitude. It's almost seen as like arrogant to be comfortable in yourself. Like self-image in Japan is very like everyone is always saying like, oh no, like you're fine and you should like, oh, you're beautiful and you're smart and you should love yourself and blah blah blah, but they don't actually mean it, because whenever they meet someone that actually likes themselves and is actually confident, they're like, oh, that person's arrogant and stuck up and full of themselves. And so it's like they don't actually want that. So definitely living in Japan, if anything, taught me even more to like not give a fuck. Because I'm just like, you guys don't even know what you're talking about. Like, in each category, it's like different. In terms of like aesthetics, Japan, 100%. In terms of societal expectations, oh, like Canada, let's lower these expectations. And then in terms of like public behavior, definitely Japan wins that one. It would be like a category sheet, and I'd be like winner, 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 winner of like each side. I definitely can't say one or the other that I prefer. Like I always say, if I had it my way, I'd live 50-50. 6 months in Japan, 6 months in Canada. Like I need both. Both like appease something inside of me in like a different way.